Whether it's a mural on the side of a building or a sculpture in a park, public art is everywhere in Milwaukee. There's the iconic bronze fauns, the Giannis mural downtown, the orange sunburst overlooking the lake. However, public art tends to emphasize some pieces of history over others. WUWM Eric Vaughn fellow Nadia Kelly is now delving into this in a new series, Reflections of Representation. Nadia begins by taking us to Juno Park to look at some of Milwaukee's oldest examples of public art, monuments.
I took a walk in Juno Park, just north of downtown Milwaukee, overlooking Lake Michigan. If you've been here, you've probably seen the bronze statue of the Norse explorer Leif Erikson. Standing 8 feet tall, he looks like he's scanning the land from the top of his redstone pedestal. He wears armor with breastplates and a studded belt. This sculpture is one of the oldest in Milwaukee. It was created by Ann Whitney and was erected in 1887. John Riepenhoff is CEO of Sculpture Milwaukee. He says public art is an integral part of a city.
When we have something that's a little out of the ordinary that we experience during the day, we know that people will congregate there, and it creates a certain sense of collective identity.
I kept walking through Juno Park to another statue nearby. It's a monument dedicated to Solomon Juno, Milwaukee's first mayor, who the park is named for. Like the Erikson statue, it was also erected in 1887. The monument has two bronze carvings. One shows Juno standing in a room of men as he is elected to Congress. The other shows Juno meeting with a group of indigenous people. A plaque on the side of the monument recognizes him as the first white settler of Milwaukee. Riepenhoff, with Sculpture Milwaukee, says these monuments reflect a narrow version of history.
When I grew up, I saw public sculpture in Milwaukee as something of the past. You know, we see a sculpture of Leif Erikson, which was donated by the Daughters of Norway. We see these older sculptures where you have a monument of some figure on a big pedestal that talks about literary or a military or a political or cultural narrative.
This is part of a larger trend with monuments across the country. Paul Farber is the director of Monument Lab, a nonprofit based in Philadelphia. In September 2021, they published their national monument audit, analyzing monuments across the United States. They found the top 50 historical figures represented by monuments were mostly white and male. Only 5 of the top 50 are Black or Indigenous. Here's Farber.
And of those top 50 figures, only 3 of them were women. And of those women, you have Joan of Arc, Harriet Tubman, and Sacagawea. There were no US-born Latinx, Asian Pacific Islander, or self-identified LGBTQ plus people. Half of that top 50 claimed ownership over other human beings.
In recent years, there's been a movement to take down Confederate monuments. Farber's project also reveals the most common themes among American monuments are war and conquest. Farber's conclusion is that our monuments misrepresent American history by telling it from a narrow perspective. For example, Erikson's statue is officially named Leif the Discoverer. Many have criticized depicting European explorers like Erikson as discoverers of North America, saying it erases the indigenous people who are already living here. And with Solomon Juno, some local groups have advocated for Juno's wife, Gisette Juno, to be recognized along with her husband. Cultural critic Salamisha Tillett, who worked with Farber on the monument audit, says that monuments made of bronze and granite don't allow historical figures and the way that we see them to evolve. She says that monuments portray an eternal heroism.
And other people may be simultaneously being harmed by that interpretation.
So this is the problem. Public art in Milwaukee and beyond often tells an antiquated, incomplete story. Coming up in Reflections of Representation, we'll talk about solutions, including how murals have helped paint a vibrant picture of Milwaukee. I'm Eric Vaughn fellow Nadia Kelly, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.